This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There are six large fires in Colorado right now. So far, they've burned more than 189,000 acres of land. The most concerning fire is the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. That has burned over 96,000 acres and destroyed homes and structures. The Ferris Fire in Dolores County remains mostly on public lands. The Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray and the Willow Fire near Leadville are also burning on public lands. The Democratic nominee for Colorado's 1st Congressional District is reflecting on her response to the Boulder firebombing. Mehlat Quiroz faced backlash during the primary for not calling the attack anti-Semitic.
I wish I could have conveyed in that moment better the horror and tragedy of what had happened and specifically the impact it had on the Jewish community.
She said she's committed to combating hate of any kind. Colorado's Secretary of State Jenna Griswold received an unusual letter from the Department of Justice this week. KRCC's Caitlin Kim explains.
The letter from Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dhillon, reminded Griswold that state election officials, including herself, could be criminally prosecuted for aiding and abetting non-citizens in voting. The DOJ says it also wants to know how the state plans to comply with federal laws to prohibit non-citizens from voting. In a statement, Griswold called the letter a thinly veiled attempt to intimidate elections officials and inject the federal government into states' rights to oversee elections. Voting by non-citizens is illegal and exceedingly rare. Colorado does not let non-citizens vote in any elections.
This is CPR News.